All right, all bets now are off. Got to ask 49ers safety Dont'a Whitner. Have you seen Jim Harbaugh's stunning performance with Screech and Saved by the Bell, the new class?
No, I haven't. Hopefully I get an opportunity to see it soon. But I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
So imagine this, 1996, they're looking to cast a big star. They don't take Favre or Aikman or Marino or Kelly or Elway, and they go to Harbaugh. Imagine all those guys must have turned him down.
Yeah, a lot of those guys must have turned him down. But I think back in the mid-90s, I think Saved by the Bell was one of the biggest shows out. So
it was.
You know, it is an accomplishment for Coach Harbaugh to be on that show.
So you know what I have to ask you about quarterback controversy, right?
Yes.
What do you think I have to ask you? Because it may shock you, but go ahead.
Who's the quarterback going to be? Do I feel like, you know, we can win more games with Alex or win more with Cap? You know, all the questions that we've been getting.
Yeah.
You know,
no, that wasn't
really
it at all. Dont'a, I was going to ask you the quarterback controversy question, Montana or Young, who is greater?
Montana or Young? I have to go with Young. Young has multiple Super Bowls, and Marino doesn't have any, so I don't know. I don't know if you even said Marino. Did you say Marino or Montana and Young?
Montana or Young. But it was just a point that I wasn't going.
Marino.
Yeah, I wasn't just going the normal quarterback controversy route. Since you play on the defense, finish this statement. In preparing for Alex Smith, we have to what?
Know that he's going to be able to make all of the checks. He's going to get him into the right run, the right pass, and the offense is going to be set.
In preparing for Colin Kaepernick on defense, we have to what?
Be prepared for him to use his legs. He's a very extremely gifted, talented runner. You know, he can make big plays with his legs. He can get out of trouble and also still get the ball downfield. So that's those two guys in a nutshell.
Dont'a, last year you guys were the hunters. You went 13-3 and you kind of came from nowhere. But this year, the hunted. You are. Everyone is kind of looking at San Francisco. Do you feel a different pressure this year?
Yeah, we feel a different pressure. Whenever you go from, you know, being the hunters to the hunted, it's different. You know, you're going to get every team's best shot. No matter if they have zero wins or they're undefeated, you're going to get their best shot. Whether you're on the road or at home, you're going to get their best shot. So we understand that. We've been getting a lot of teams' best shot. For the most part, we've taken the punches and thrown some back. You know, we had a couple losses in there and a tie that we're not really happy about, but we understand that, you know, we're going to get everybody's best shot, and it actually keeps us on the top of our game.
Dont'a, your coach Harbaugh, his intensity that we see on the sideline, he seems, you know, like almost possessed. Does he have a chill side? What would chilling be for your coach?
Chilling would be being paranoid. You know, he's a paranoid guy. We want to stay paranoid around here because if we're not, then we're letting things get past us and we're letting things slip by us. So we want to continue to stay paranoid. So I wouldn't say when he's not intense like that, he's still paranoid.
Okay, so this is a totally different kind of question, but your quarterback Kaepernick has an incredible number of tattoos. Have you ever seen a quarterback in the NFL with that many?
I'm not sure if I've seen a quarterback with that many, but I've seen numerous players around National Football League with tattoos. And I think that, you know, Cap is taking a little bit of a hit or some negativity because he's a quarterback, but it really doesn't matter. Everybody in National Football League, well, majority of the guys have tattoos. And National Basketball Association, they have tattoos. And other sports, they have tattoos. I don't think tattoos really define the character of a person.
Right. Now we're talking tattoos, and I'm saying this kind of as a joke. You have quite a few tattoos, and you went to Ohio State. Should I draw any conclusions here?
No conclusions. I was actually gone 5 years prior to, you know, those guys starting to get free tattoos down there. You know, I did all mine the right way. Waited till I entered the National Football League and used my own cash to get them.
Right. Okay, before we go, Justin Smith, fine player. When he's making tackles, we have noticed that you can see his butt a whole lot. Have you guys noticed that, and have you talked to him about it?
Yeah, we've noticed that. Justin really doesn't care. He's a gritty type of guy, man. He doesn't care what happens out there. As long as he's making plays, as long as we're all making plays, he doesn't care. You know, we do talk to him about it. We laugh at him. We poke fun at him. But, you know, that's our defensive room. You know, it's a tough room to be in. And you have to stand up and be accounted in that room. And Yeah, we've noticed Justin Gut coming out of there a little bit.
Dante Whitner, thanks for doing this. You've made some huge plays. You had the interception off Breeze for a touchdown. You made the huge hit against New Orleans last year. Continued success. A lot of big fans of yours in Canada. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, thanks for having me.